Hallelujah. Don't you love Jesus? Oh, what a good God we serve. Amen. Oh, it's so wonderful to see every one of your smiling faces. Appreciate each and every one of you that's here tonight. I appreciate that you brought the Lord with you. Amen. That way we know Jesus is in our midst, because He said we're two or three. Well, we're here, and we know that we brought the Lord with us, so we know He's here. Amen. We know His Spirit's here to lead us, guide us, direct us. I appreciate each and every one of your testimonies and your songs. Amen. That's what it's all about, is to hear what God's doing in one another's lives. That brings Him praise. It shows our thanksgiving. But then when we talk about it, we start getting excited. Because when I hear about God doing something in your life, I know that He loves me just as much as He loves you. I know that He's not a respecter of persons. So what He's doing in your life, He'll do in my life. Amen? Oh, what an encouragement. We serve a mighty big God. Just like Brother Larry said, there's nothing too big, nothing too small. And if we learn how to work on the small things, the big things just fall in place. That's the kind of God He is.
Amen.
If you would, open up your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. Very familiar verses of Scripture. I tell you what's on my heart. I heard this phrase, pursuing perfect purpose. Pursuing perfect purpose. You see, you and I, there's many things that can get our attention, and there's many things that the enemy would want you and I to chase after, to put our efforts, our talents, our abilities, our finances, just you name it. All your gifts and callings that are of God that Romans tells us about in chapter 11 that are without repentance. The devil would love to get a hold of those things and use those things. Amen? It's a fact. It's a truth. So we've got to learn how to put everything in the pursuit of the Lord and recognize and understand that we'll never have complete peace of mind. We'll never have complete victory. We'll never have the fullness of what God has for us until we're in that place where we pursue Him with everything that we are.
Right.
Our entire being.
Amen.
And everything that He's placed in our hand. You've got things in your hand that I don't. Amen?
Amen?
And God wants to use everything in your hand. He wants to use everything in my hand. So let's read very familiar verses of Scripture. But let's start reading here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. Working our down to our point down to our main text in verse number 10. Ephesians 2, 1. And the Word of God says, and you, say, that's me.
That's me.
Amen. And you hath He quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our behavior, our lifestyle, in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, oh hallelujah, don't you love that? God puts a but in our situation, our circumstances, and changes everything. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. Glory be to God. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Finally, verse 10, hide this in your heart. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should what? That we should walk in them. Pray with me. Father God, I thank You for Your great grace that has saved us through faith, Lord. Lord, everyone that is here tonight, they have a heart for You. They've testified about Your goodness, about Your grace, about Your mercy, about Your action in their life, Lord. Tonight, I'm believing with all my heart that as You speak to us with Your Spirit through this Word, that we'll see divine providence in our life for Your perfect purpose. Each and every one of us, we have a purpose under the heaven. You said there was a time and a season for everything. And you chose to put us in this last generation because you wanted to use us in fulfilling the harvest that is white. Lord, by the anointing of the Spirit of God, help us to look and see that harvest white. Help us get into the place that you have formulated for us, that you have put anointing on us for these last days to fulfill your plan and your will, Lord. Let it be. We ask these things in faith, believing that we receive in Jesus' mighty name. And we all say, amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We once were dead. Amen. But we're alive tonight. Oh, glory. We're alive. We're alive. Amen. Satan used to have dominion in our life. Used to be working death in our life. But now we got Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, working life in us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And you and I, we have something to say. We have something to do. We have places to go. Because in this precious word here, we see that in times past, that we walked as children of disobedience. And we walked according to the course of the power of the air, that spirit, that antichrist, that instead of Jesus' spirit that is at work even in the earth today, amen? You and I used to walk after that, but now we walk by the Spirit of the living God. We have an anointing and a call upon our life, and at salvation there were gifts and calling that was placed inside of us. And God said, I want you now to walk after me. I want you to follow me. And so I want us to concentrate on verse number 10. And recognize that we have a pursuit in our life. He said that, for we are His, talking about God, we are God's workmanship. Oh, glory. Now, there's not a person in this sanctuary tonight that hasn't heard from the devil this past week where the devil told you how sorry you were, how incomplete you were, how much you lacked in the goodness of God, the plan of God, and the will of God. Can I get a witness? Come on, because the devil is what? He is not just a liar. He is the father of lies. There's no truth in him. And the Word of God tells us in the book of Revelations that he stands before God day and night accusing you. And that we pick up on that in our spirit. We hear those accusations. Him trying to what? To bring condemnation in your life, in my life. Trying to make us feel so inferior that we don't fulfill our call. We don't pursue the pursuit of God. We don't pursue what God's destined in our life. And so we've got to discern that condemnation from the conviction of God. And then we've got to what? We've got to move in the place that God's destined us to. You and I, we've got a place in the body of Christ. We're a part of this many-membered body, and Christ is the head thereof. And we've got to pursue after what only you can do in the body.
Come on.
Come on now. There's an elbow. Now, your elbow cannot do what your foot does. Amen?
Come on.
Your ear cannot do what your eye does. And so we've got to recognize where we're at within the body and realize if we don't do what God called us to do, then we're hurting, we're hindering the whole body, the whole plan, the whole will of God. We've got to say, I'm not going to let the devil tell me how weak, how inferior, how lacking I am. I'm going to stand up in what God's birthed in me by the Spirit of God, and I'm not going to look to anybody else but my Lord, my Savior, and I'm going to carry my weight in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because I'm God's workmanship.
Yes,
come on, you've got to tell the devil, you've got to just, in the name of Jesus, tell him to shut his mouth, and then you walk in what you know. You know what your gifting is. You know what your calling is. And nobody else can fulfill it but you. But the Word says that you're God's workmanship. You know what that word means? It means a product that is finished. Finished. See, the devil tells you, oh, maybe someday you can serve God. Someday you can witness for God. Someday you can testify about the goodness of God. Someday you can take and sow seeds for God. Someday you can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Come on now. Someday you'll be able to speak with new tongues. Someday you'll be able to cast out the serpent. Come on now, we're talking about the promises of God. No, it's today.
Yes, that's right.
Today's a day of salvation. Today's a day of relationship. Today's a day of fellowship. Because God created you a finished product. You said, well, Greg, I'm not like I was yesterday. No, we're the kind of product that what? That gets better every day.
Amen.
As long as we're seeking the Lord's face, we're taking in the Word of God, we're being purified by the Holy Ghost and fire, we're getting better every day. We're maturing. Remember, He likened as a babe. When we get saved, He likened us to a baby.
Yes.
And of course, a baby gets better and stronger and wiser every day. Amen? That they're growing. Well, that's what you and I are doing.
Amen.
We're growing. And so, but the product is finished.
That's right.
But we've got to see it in God's eyes.
Yes.
We've got to hear it from God and not hear it from ourselves. Because look what the Word says. For we are, now that's present tense, amen? That's right now. For we are His workmanship, created how? Because of our faith in Christ Jesus, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath, past tense, ordained.
Uh-huh.
Ordained that you and I walk in them. This word ordained, it means that God has set it up in advance.
Right.
Yes.
Remember the Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 46 verses 8 through 10, it talks about how God is going to declare the end of time from the beginning of time?
Yes.
That's exactly what we're talking about. It was ordained from the very foundation of the earth that Jesus was the Lamb slain.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Well, it's been ordained from the foundation of the world that you and I would be born again by our faith in Jesus.
That's right.
Pick up our gifts and callings and walk in the plan and pursue the plan and the purpose of our reason for being here. Come on, our purpose is not to get another house. It's not to get another car, another four-wheeler. It's not to get more land or more this and all of that, although those things are fine and dandy in their perspective. Amen?
Right.
Our purpose is that God said, I'm going to put you in this space of time in history.
Yes. Right. Yes.
That I can work through you.
Yes, amen.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
That gives you and I a peace in our spirit that nothing can touch it.
Right.
Money can't touch it. Materials can't touch it. Amen. Nothing can touch it because we recognize and realize that the God of heaven said, I believe in this person in this last generation. I believe in this person in the dark, wicked times that I'm going to put them in, that they can be that light.
Yes.
Right.
God has that much confidence in you and I.
Come on,
now, that's important. If God has that much confidence in us, then we need to accept that confidence and we need to pursue what God wants us to do. Here's what you hear in the world. This is the two questions that I hear continually. If it's not a believer, I hear this question. Why am I here?
Come on.
Why am I here?
Come on.
That's what they want to know. Why am I here? If it is a Christian, they say, what am I supposed to be doing?
Come on.
What am I supposed to... That's the two questions.
Yes.
Right here. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Believe in what God has created in us.
Right.
Birthed in us. We'll never be satisfied. We'll never have peace of mind. We'll never have the fullness of being able to rest in what God's done for us until we recognize that God has an agenda.
Right.
He has an agenda for your life. Your days are numbered in His book. Amen?
Amen?
And it says that the steps of a good person, a good man, a good person, are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
He wants to order us in within these good works.
Right.
He wants to cause us to walk in the place that is the most effective, that reaches the most people, has the greatest impact. I want to impact the world, don't you?
Come on, amen.
Not for myself, but for my Lord.
Yes.
Because I look and I recognize what a great impact Jesus had on my life.
Yes.
He's changed my life.
Right.
He's gave me everything. I had nothing before that mattered. Nothing that was lasting. Nothing that would keep me in a place of peace when the storm was all around. I had none of that. But when He came, that's exactly what was distributed out of my spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And so He impacted me in such an amazing way, just as He has impacted you. And so now, let's recognize and realize that God wants to use us to change the world. You say, oh, that's dreaming too big. No, we don't dream big enough.
That's right.
Come on.
That's what everybody you go and talk to, that's what the Spirit of God is saying to people. Dream big. Dream. When I get quiet with the Lord, that's what I hear. Dream big.
Amen. Yes.
Dream about reaching a harvest that is... Right now, there's darkness is all around. That means that the light that's in you can shine brighter and brighter.
Right.
Because I don't care how weak a light is, the darker the night, the brighter the light is. Well, there's darkness all around us. But there's this light inside of you that Jesus said that you, His children, that are going to be the light of the world. Amen? So it doesn't matter how dark things look. Step into this role. Pursue this role. Tell the devil when he says, you can't do this. You say, oh, really? accept the challenge and say, Lord, how can I glorify you in this? What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5? Come on now, get with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is teaching, and he said, by your good works, my Father in heaven is glorified. Your good works bring that light to pass, because that's when that comes right after where Jesus called you, his believers, his children, the light of the world. So if you get in step in those works, then you're bringing the light into an area that otherwise might never receive it. Amen? Oh, glory. But you have authorization. I have authorization. We're not doing anything on our own. We're not dreaming things up. We're not wanting to build our own kingdom. We're wanting to be a part of Jesus building his kingdom through us. Now, he said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is perfect. Amen? And we're created in him, by him. That means he was willing to put himself on the line that you weren't redeemed with silver and gold. Not perishable, corruptible things, but you were redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb.
Right. Amen.
And when you accepted Jesus, that word, instantly you were born from above. John chapter 3, born again, but it means born from above. Your spirit was alive now unto God. Housing, being a temple of the Holy Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Doing what Jesus said in John 14 and 12, the same works that he did. He said, if you believe on me, if you believe on my words, you'll do the works that I did. But not just them, you'll do greater, because there'll be a greater number of you to be able to be in a greater number of places. Amen? That's our purpose. That's what we're pursuing after. That's what we're looking for. That's what we've been called and anointed to be able to do. He said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, hallelujah, that we should walk in them. Now, when you recognize and realize that God created you, if we won't take time to look at it, but in Genesis 2:7, we see where God took and he formed man from the dust of the earth. Amen. He breathed in them. They become a living soul. But man fell away. And then all of a sudden, he had to come up with what? The very fruition of his Savior, his Son in the earth. Jesus was manifested, and then when you and I accepted that very sacrifice, the Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man, any person be in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creature, a new creation, created brand new in Christ Jesus. So we may have made mistakes, but God made what? An avenue for us to step out of the mistakes and to step into the new. And so we need to step into that new every day and realize who we are. And let's look at something. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's read a verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 9. Talking about the power of God. God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Highlight in your mind's eye, underline this Bible, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus when? Before the world began. Right. That means it's done been planned, it's done been destined. You're a finished product. The work that God has for you, it's there. The devil's trying to keep you, trying to keep me out of the destiny that God's ordained. Now, I've heard some of your testimonies, and I like Brother Dennis talking about how it come up inside of him to learn how to play the piano. And then how it come up inside of him to start helping with the youth. And then what how he started growing. That was in there from the foundation of the world. The ministry was in you from the foundation of the world. Amen? To come out. It was ordained. And the only way that we have peace of mind, the only way that we have satisfaction, is when we pursue that purpose. When we recognize and realize that God has put it in us. And until we let it out, we're hiding what God gave us. And we can't do that. We've got to what? We've got to realize. And that's what we've covered. Number one, we've got to realize that we're God's workmanship. And God don't make any mistakes. Amen?
Amen.
God does not make any. You're not a mistake. You have not made mistakes in Jesus. I've made mistakes in Greg. Amen. But in the Lord, he looks at us and he's guiding us into a place of productivity. And so we've got to step into that. Now let's see something here. I want you to look at this parable just a little bit different. Go ahead to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25. And you and I, we need to rest in the work of God. We realize, first of all, that we're God's workmanship, but then we've got to learn how to rest in what God wants us to do. We're created to pour good works, but the devil wants to wear you out. He wants to wear me out. He wants to discourage us. But let's look at this parable where Christ taught just a little bit different. Now, you know it very well. Matthew chapter 25, just to set the thought, it says in verse 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." You know the story. He gave one 5, he gave one 2, he gave one 1. He gave them something to do. They were created, God's workmanship, created unto good works.
Right.
Okay? They had a span of time to do what God called them to do. You and I tonight, we've got a span of time to do what God's called us to do. And so we've got to get it done in this time period. So look at verse 19. For sake of time, Matthew 25:19, it says, "And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them." He comes and reckoneth. This is a word from the Greek that means to compute an answer. It means to take an inventory. It means to open up a ledger. And you got the positive and you got the minus. But also, it's even deeper in that. He looks at your life and he says, "Okay, I give Brother Larry this gifting. I give him this calling on this side. I give him whatever. You fill in the blank. And then on this side, this is what he done with it."
Yes.
You know how some people, like Sister Jo, she can talk to people easily. She never meets a stranger. She can talk to them. Okay? God give her the ability to talk to people. Here it is on this side. And here's when she stands before God, before Jesus, and the family, here's going to be an account of what she done with what he gave her.
Yes.
Right, come on.
Now see, everything that you've been given, everything I've been given, the devil wants to get in
and twist it
and pervert it and all these things. And so we've got to always be on guard.
Amen.
But we've got to recognize that you, everything about you is special. Mm-hmm. See, the devil will sit on your shoulder and say, "Well, since you don't talk like somebody else, you can't do what God wants you to do." That's a lie.
Come on.
Since you can't sing like somebody else, you can't do what God wants you to do. God don't ask you to do what he don't put the gifting and the calling in. Amen?
Right. Come on.
So you don't be jealous or don't be desirous of somebody else's gift. Ask God. God, you said I was created unto good works. It was ordained, set up in advance for me to walk in. That I'm your completed product. What am I not doing that you want me to do? What is in my life that I haven't seen? What am I not utilizing to the best of the ability by your spirit that you gave me? Amen? And that brings peace of mind and calmness in your spirit. Because look, this is so exciting right here. Look at this. Verse 20. "And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, 'Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more. Now, I know you know this, but stay with me. Don't let this familiarity cause you to miss what the Spirit of God is going to say to us tonight. Verse 21, "His Lord said unto him, 'Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.' And he also that had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them.' His Lord said unto him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.'" Now this, and y'all probably didn't know this, but this is just what the Spirit of God just birthed up inside of me. And I got so excited about, because too many times within the body of Christ, we'll look at somebody who can do certain things, and the devil will make us feel so inferior to try to shut us down that we don't want, "Well, since I can't do it like Sister so-and-so, or I can't do it like Brother so-and-so, I'm just not going to do anything." No, here's the revelation. God said, whatever he gave you, if you faithfully use it, will produce.
Right. Yes. Right. Amen. That's right.
Whatever it is. The one who had 5 talents produced 5. Yes. The one who had 2 produced 2. Because they believed in what God gave them. Tonight, the Spirit of God is wanting to bring you and I a fresh revelation of what God's gave us. What he has birthed in us. What he has set in from the foundation of the world that's in your life. He's wanting you and I to see it, to hold on to it, and to allow it to come out of our life. Amen? He wanted it to be so fresh that you wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm saved. I have the ability to speak. I have the ability to tell somebody that Jesus will forgive them, that Jesus will heal them, that Jesus will deliver them. Amen? I've got something to do in this life. It's not just about getting up and going to work. It's not just about taping the show that comes on a certain night. It's not just about going here and doing this and doing that. I've got an appointment from heaven. My steps are ordered by the living God. God knows where I'm at today. He knows where I'm going tonight. He knows what word is in my tongue before I speak it out, and His Spirit's going to put it there, and I'm going to be in a place where fruit is coming out of my life, because He promised me that I would abound into every good work. That's what we tell the devil. That's how we put hell on run, and that's how you and I stand strong in who we are. Amen? Oh, glory. I can produce. I'm so envious of y'all that can sing. I want to sing so bad. I can't sing a lick. But I listen to y'all and I want to sing that. But guess what? I can appreciate what God put in y'all. Uh-huh. Amen? Right. And then I look back and I say, Lord, okay, I can't do that, but what can I do?
Yes.
And then I produce fruit by faith according to what God put in me. Oh, that's so bad. The devil can't do anything with that.
Right.
We handcuff him, amen?
Yes.
Because all the jealousy, all the condemnation, all of those things that used to work, no longer do they work. Rather, you and I work what God put in us.
Amen.
What God called us to do. What God anointed us to be.
Right.
I can produce according to what gave me. What God gave me, because I believe God. I believe that God wouldn't put anything in me that wouldn't produce. And I believe that by faith, that what He's put in me, I receive, and it's mine. He gave it to me. He gave it to you. Amen? It's not the devil's. I'm not going to give what God gave me, and I'm not going to work it for the devil anymore. I used to do that. I used to put things that He gave me in the devil's hand. No more. I'm going to faithfully, you're going to faithfully, amen? Use everything that God's put in your life for the glory of the living God.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's ordained. Yeah. It's ordained.
Oh, yeah.
And when something's ordained, you and I can walk in it. We can believe it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. We won't get on the negative side, but we know what happened to the one who had the one talent and he hid it in himself. Don't hide things in you. You know, some people, they've got just a calming effect on people. You know, some people walk in a room, there'd be a negative situation, and they just bring peace in that room. You know?
Yeah.
Let that shine. See, the devil will say, what's that good? Oh, it's worth everything. Because if somebody can walk in a room and point people back to Jesus
right.
and away from the trouble,
right.
Oh, glory. That's a gift. That's a calling. That's a talent.
Amen.
Use it for God's glory. Amen.
Yes.
If you can stand strong and be bold when somebody's talking negative and they don't know what they're doing, the devil's moving on them. Come on, we've all heard it. He's moving on. And you can kind of direct them and turn them the other way. That's a gifting.
Amen.
That's a calling.
Amen.
Use it. Don't be ashamed of it. Just praise God. He put it in you and He counted you faithful for it. Come on now. This is what we've got to do. And we'll see everything changed. We will. When we'll do what God called us to do.
Amen.
Okay, real quick. Let's go to the book of Corinthians. And let's lay our eyes on something here where Paul told the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We realize that we are God's workmanship and we rest in the works that God called us to do. But we need to run toward those works. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, amen, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know, that we might know, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. When you and I get a revelation of what God's gave to us, we need to run to it.
Yes.
Run to it. Try it. Try it. I've told this story, but I'll share it with you again. When I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I was confused about a lot of things, didn't understand a lot of things, nervous about a lot of things. But when I finally got the revelation and the Spirit of God dropped down and filled me, I run to that. In other words, every opportunity I got, I'd get off of myself and I'd find a place to pray in the Spirit.
Right.
Because I had a desire for that to be more active in my life.
Right.
When I found out that I could come and I could lay hands on somebody and I could feel the anointing flow through me into them, and I could feel them being comforted, that it wasn't me, but it was God.
Amen.
God doing it because He loved that person and He seemed to... Then I found opportunity to find somebody, amen, to lay hands on them. Because I run to that when I knew what was freely given unto me. What's been freely given unto us is that Christ has gave everything that was in His life to us. He gave it to us to what? To fulfill the ministry. To fulfill the calling of God. To cause Him to be lifted up where the lost can be saved, the sick can be healed, the bound can be made free, the blind can see, the deaf ears can open. But we got to be willing to do it. I know we live in busy times. Really, we do. But if you look in this precious Word, you find out that God didn't call anybody who wasn't doing something.
Come on.
Everybody He called, think about it. Moses is taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. God calls him.
Yep.
Right.
He was busy.
Yes.
David was tending his father's sheep.
Right.
Busy. God called him. Even the first king, Saul, he was busy what? Trying to find his daddy's donkeys.
Uh-huh.
But God called him.
Right.
And we could go on down through the Bible. Matthew, he was busy even collecting taxes, right, for the Roman government when Jesus called him.
Come on.
Peter and Andrew, they were casting out nets when God called him. James and John, they were mending fishing nets when God called them.
Right.
So everybody is busy. But the point is, what are we busy about that's eternal? You see, there's a young man. I want you to go with me back in the early 70s. He's 19 years old. He's graduated from high school and going to college. And he thinks that he wants to play college football. And he's got his whole life mapped out ahead of him. But God isn't in any of it. And he's on the practice field there at college. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God come upon him. And when the Spirit of God come upon him, he opened up his spiritual eyes. And he saw all these people that he knew all of his life. And he saw them, how in their life they had chased after cars and homes and all of these things. And then as they got older and their kids were raised up, their kids chased after the same things. And then before long, they recognized and realized that death was coming and it couldn't be avoided. And then he saw them in the Spirit stand before God. And he heard Jesus say, "You've pursued the wrong things. Everything that you pursued was temporal. And now you're saved, but remember what Paul wrote to the church at Corinth? That they'll be saved, but their works will be burned up.
Yes.
There was nothing left. You and I, we've got some work to do.
Yes.
Eternal work.
Yes.
We've got some gold and silver to build, which is what? The plan and the will of God. It's time to move out of the woods, hay and stubble, and to get into God's plan.
Amen.
And we'll see some amazing things happen. You've got purpose. I've got purpose. Amen. And that divine purpose is what we've got to be seeking and pursuing. I'll close with this thought. This is a true story. If you was to get on a plane tonight and fly to Atlanta, Georgia, and you went to Atlanta, Georgia, you'd end up like this one preacher. He flew to Atlanta, Georgia, and he was going to hold a meeting there. And he was waiting there in his hotel room, and he got hungry. So he decided to open up the nightstand there beside the bed and find a restaurant. So he pulled out the Yellow Pages and he's looking through those Yellow Pages. And all of a sudden he finds an interesting restaurant. The title, the name of the establishment is Church of God Grill. He thought, that's very interesting. So he said, I'm just going to call that and find out about it. So he calls and he talks to them and he finds out that they're world renowned for fried chicken. And their fried chicken baskets, their dinners. And he starts talking to the man on the other end. And he said, I don't understand why you're called the Church of God Grill. And he said, well, let me explain it to you. He said, years ago, we as a church decided to start raising money. And on Sunday nights, we started cooking chicken. And then we would sell these chicken baskets. And started raising money. Everybody fell in love with our chicken. So we decided, well, we don't have to have church on Sunday night. We'll just have church on Sunday morning. And that way all of Sunday evening we can fix chicken dinners. It just blossomed and grew, and it's so successful that, well, we decided we don't need to have church on Wednesday night. We can go ahead all through the week and sell chicken dinners, and we can make more and more money. And somewhere along the way, they stopped having church on Sunday morning. He said the reason why we just kept the name Church of God Grill was because that was our church sign, and we just painted grill underneath it. Now, this is not a made-up story. This is true. You can check it out for yourself. This is fact. What happens when we don't pursue perfect purpose is no matter how good it looks, we get out of God's will. And when we get out of God's will, we get out of God's anointing. We get out of God's favor. We get out of God's plan, and we're open up to anything the enemy wants to bring in our life. There's some areas, come on, let's be honest with each other, that we need to bring under the blood. And we need to pursue God about it. God's not done with us. Amen? Come on, there's still people that are lost. There's still people who need to know what you know tonight. Well, guess what? If we'll confirm what God's put in us, and we'll say, God, I believe that you've ordained me to walk in these works, then God's going to give us an opportunity to what? To produce fruit. That's who you are. Jesus said, if my words, John chapter 15, he talks about that he is what? The vine, you're the branches. He makes this promise to you, to me. He said, if my words abide in you, and you abide in my words, you can ask what you will, and it shall. Not maybe, not possibly, it shall be done unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Well, the word tonight is that you were ordained from the foundation of the world to walk in good works.
Amen.
That God created you for good works. So the word is, it's abiding in you. So ask God, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What am I not doing that you've destined, that you want to order my steps in? Where can I double what you've put in my life? If you'll be honest with Him, He'll show you. He'll show you. We're only limited by our vision. Remember what He said? He said, where there's no vision, Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, my people what?
Perish.
Come on, let's get a vision tonight by the Spirit of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for every person that's here. We thank You that You're here. We thank You for Your Word. And we ask You that You draw us right now to an altar in our heart. And we ask that You just, by the anointing of the Spirit of God, show us what You want us to walk in. Show us the perfect timing to produce fruit, to double what You have put in us. Show us those who are hurting, those who are without. But show us our giftings and our calling, that we can step in them, Lord, and please You. Lord, let it be. And let it be that we're encouraged in You, that we're built up in You. And every open door that the enemy has had in the past to bring discouragement, to bring hindrance, let it be shut and stopped by the blood of Jesus. And let us step and walk in to the plan and the will of God victoriously for Your glory, Father. Let it be. Let it be. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. I ask You to come tonight. Would You come and make Yourself an altar before the living God and ask Him. Let the Word of God challenge you. I've got to let the Word of God challenge me. I'm tired of the status quo. I'm tired of staying where I'm at. I want to step into a place to be fruitful and productive like I've never been before. And that's what God desires for each one of us. You see, you're special in God's eyes. You are the very temple of the Spirit of God. And where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty, there's freedom, there's creative power to do all things. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Anybody else need prayer for anything? Anybody on your heart or circumstance situation? Anybody want to testify? Can you hear something from God tonight? Do you want to share it with us? Hallelujah. I like what Brother Dennis did. You know, he was sharing with us that the Spirit of God spoke to Sister Mary to give her a prophecy for him. And just like he said, he was telling us, you know, that it's up to you and I to receive what the Spirit of God speaks to us. If we don't receive it, it's not God's fault. It's my fault. I've got to receive it into my spirit. Because you can look all through the Word of God where God said something, but just because he said it didn't mean it was going to come to pass. The person he was speaking to, they had to receive it in their heart. Remember, the word is as a seed. And it has to be received in our heart. Because that's how we were saved. We heard about Jesus, right? We got him in our heart because we believed in the heart and confessed with the mouth. So when I encourage you, just like Brother did, when you hear something from God, say it, write it down. And then say it. Unless the Spirit of God wants you to keep it between you and him, because you know when you say it, you're going to meet the devil head on.
Right. Amen.
Because the thief cometh immediately to do what? To steal, kill, and destroy. He's as a fowl of the air, Mark 4, to steal the word out of your heart. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody's ever said anything to me, I was excited, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but I was also standing on.
Yes.
Because I knew the devil was coming to try to take what they told me. Was mine.
Right.
And, but I had to make an effort to hold on to it.
That's right.
But if I held on to it, it would come to manifest every time. Amen. It's that way for each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anything else from anybody? Hallelujah.
Is there any announcements or anything before we dismiss? Anybody has anything to say? Let's do remember the people that are still in the hospitals and everything. There's people's needy of prayer all the time.
That's right.
So let's remember all the people this week that we know ourselves that needs prayer.
You know, we've got such a wonderful testimony to us, you know, how Brother Wilbur, right? No. The one that you went and visited.
Brother Wilbur?
Yeah. And then Brother Freeman went to see
Gene.
And Gene became a brother. He got saved. Amen. What is that telling us? It's telling us that God's active.
Amen.
But he can only work through us. So, I mean, if we, like you said, there's people who are sick. If God leads us there, it's not for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's wanting to do something, amen?
Amen.
And so let's be quick to act and allow him to use us, because you may be the very person that person needs to hear from that changes everything about their life.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you mentioned it. Also, we've got some new cities back here for the last few services. If anybody you can pick one up on the way out.
The announcement is in the bulletin, but at Pleasant Grove, we're going to have the ladies' ministry, but the whole family is divided up. It's men, women, just the whole family. And she's a dream interpreter, and it's the 20th, and I believe it's at 7 o'clock, but it's in the bulletin. And she just wanted all the area churches to attend that could, everyone come out.
Again, we're thankful for everybody here. And remember me this week.
Amen.
It's like you said, every time God tries to do something, I'm suffering bad right now. But I know it's not going to. I know he's not. I know the enemy's not going to win.
Right.
That's
you know.
Right. Come on. Amen.
And I was thinking, you know, when somebody tells you something like, "Well, why do we pray? Are we praying for nothing to happen?" You know, that's why we pray.
Amen.
When we pray, we need to expect that. If we're not expecting it, why are we praying for it? You know, I mean, we're just wasting our time. So, which I know, it's like he said, hey, anytime that you try to, and I'll challenge anybody, You try to get, you draw yourself closer to God, the devil's going to be turned loose like crazy.
Amen.
That's his business. People act surprised, but that's his business, to, like he said a while ago, to deceive everybody.
Yes.
But anyway, we have to, well, I think we have to stay focused. I think we have to do things, we have to read our Bible. That I mean, I found out that's one of the biggest powers that we can do as a Christian is read our Bible.
Amen.
You know, we can help ourselves a lot if we'll try. I do believe that. Okay, if that's all, we'll stand tonight. I'm going to ask Corey if he'll dismiss us.
Lord, we praise and worship you for another wonderful opportunity you gave us to come into your house this morning, both this morning and this evening, Lord. And we thank you for both wonderful messages that you ministered into our lives through Brother Greg and that you ministered into our hearts. And help our hearts to be fertile soil that will receive this word, and that the word will take root, and then it will grow. And Lord, this seed will just continue to grow, and we'll be able to refer back to it, Father, to be able to know how much you love us, and that we are called according to your purpose, and that you work all things out to the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose, Lord. And we praise and worship you for all these things. And help us, Lord, to remember as we go through our week that we can rely on you, that we can lean on you, and Lord, that we can walk according to what you have called us by, and that we can run to your calling and not away from it, Father, but we can run to you, Lord. And Father, we praise and worship that you're with us even as we meet the devil head on. God, you've given us strength and the victory is there, that we can trample on his head, that we can go, and that we can live the life you've called us to live, Lord. Live in the ministry you've called us to live in. Lord, we praise and worship you for all this. Once again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.